Use as directed.
Winning the Doug Shepherd Good Day program. Chef Louis is usually here at this time, but he's in a cook-off or a roast-off or a bop-off or something. I don't know.
What yeah, something like that.
Not around. Here's a congratulations to an 85-year-old sailor who had dreamed of crossing the Atlantic on a raft. He completed the journey in 66 days on a raft.
Wow.
With three of his friends, 2,800 miles, went from England to the Caribbean. Anthony Smith of London took 2 months. Smooth sailing, he said, except for a couple of rudders that got damaged. This is quite a lot. We ought to see if we can get a picture of this and put it up on the website, Richie. Has a little tin shack on top of the raft and a little bit of a sail, not a lot. Imagine the courage that it would take.
I'm sorry, who did you say? Cuban refugees? Who is this?
Sheer stupidity of this. Yeah, right. The Bay of Pigs got invaded by a British raft. I just kind of like people that do stuff like
this.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Living life. Something, right, exactly.
They do it all the time from Cuba and all these other countries trying to get out of there.
No, but not this way.
No. They use Buicks.
Right. Yeah,
really Buicks.
It's just a tire, Rich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elian Gonzalez.
So we have a lot of people who are concerned because we can't seem to get out of this recession. A lot of people will tell you that things are a little better. The job numbers went down to 8.8%. That is, the unemployment number went from what the high was 9.9%, wasn't it? It was almost 10% at one point. Now it's down to 8.8, 214,000 new jobs. But what are the jobs? How good are they? And is it something that both men and women are going to be able to find a solution for? You know, this was originally what was dubbed by one economist as a man session. Men's unemployment rates were much higher than women's. Did anybody ever think about it in these terms before? It isn't. The job marketplace or the workplace is about 40-something percent and 60-something percent. That is, every 100 people working, 60-some-odd of them are men, and 40-some-odd are women. But the rates are, when I was a kid, I couldn't tell you anybody that I knew that worked.
Yeah, that was
any woman, any mother.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. Women
didn't work. They worked before they got married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But now, women, whereas it was a problem before the recession, it was sort of his recession. Now it's becoming hers. Women are more concerned and apparently more in pain, Roberta, because not only are women being let go, but the prospects are lagging behind those of men to find more jobs, to find a new job. And this is, if you look at the hiring of men in the last year, 503,000 men have been hired, and only 10%, 58 or 59,000 women have been hired over the same period, January 1st to December 31st, actually, of last year. So what do you suppose is the root of that? Why would there be, we understand the difference.
Because we're still, even as advanced as we are, we're still kind of hardwired that men are the breadwinners.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe people, when they are hiring and they know that jobs are scarce,
Give preference to men,
right. Even if they don't mean to.
Yeah.
Even though I know several families where the woman is the breadwinner, and in some circumstances, the guy stays home.
Totally. Yep. This is just stuff that's hardwired into our
brain. I'd love to have that deal.
Would you really? You don't think you'd go crazy?
I would go crazy. I mean,
Janet would be running the board for me.
You'd like that.
Phew, man, I'd do that deal in a heartbeat.
Although, I mean, I'll tell you, she's out of town right now, and I've had this go home early to help handle that. That's no easy. That's no easy deal, man. Mm-mm. So here's the report by the National Women's Law Center. Women lost about 3 of every 10 jobs prior to the recession, and now 7 out of 10 jobs that are lost are women's jobs.
Wow.
And women are more likely to be, did I say men or women? Men. Did I start the sentence with men? Men more likely to be rehired, even though I will tell you as an employer, as somebody who has worked with more women than I have with men, I prefer to have women around me. And I don't say that to be facetious in this circumstance, because this women, this program is aimed more at women. I mean, we have general conversation, and men are certainly interested in what we're talking about, but we're more user-friendly for women than most other radio programs are.
So use us, please. For,
well, yeah, right. Yeah, well, you have your way with us.
Yeah.
So this is a... Is this an attack of union people losing their jobs? Are more women members of unions than not? To me, I would say there are more men in union jobs than more women.
Let me see how this plays
in
into
non-union
it.
Jobs.
Yesterday, I was walking up to the bus stop, and a neighbor lives across the street was walking up with me, and he was telling me that he had just been laid off from his job. But as it turns out, he was just getting ready to resign because he had accepted another position.
Oh. Okay.
And he was saying, you know, if you look at the numbers, unemployment rate for college-educated people is like 4%.
Mm-hmm.
But what percentage?
High school, 24%.
Right. And then even more. So what percentage?
Dropouts, 40%.
Right. So what percentage of the of the population has a college degree? And what percentage? So I didn't think about that. I mean, okay.
There's some form of post high school education, about 45%.
Okay.
Less than 50%.
So if we attach that 4% to less than 50% of the population, and then we say, okay, it's you know, 10 or 12% unemployment rate for those who have a high school degree, and then even higher for those who don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does that play? And then you say, okay, how does that affect women versus men?
You know what made me think about this, Richie? Looking at those people in Wisconsin, and to a lesser degree in Ohio, mostly it was Wisconsin, the protesters who were fighting efforts to eliminate public sector jobs, the teachers and the public employees, many more women.
Oh, yeah. And that's
men.
Another
that's
thing.
A new thing.
But
hold on a second, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. What that does is it presents the differences between the public sector unions and private sector unions. Whereas if you're working, let's say, in construction, many more men, union jobs there. But in the teachers, profession,
right,
and many of those who are administrators or bureaucrats, they're women. So, anyway, go ahead, Jen. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Just a lot of the jobs that we're seeing, I mean, I don't know how it is everywhere, but in California, teachers have taken a huge hit. And that's it's still a female-dominated profession. And don't you think?
And you know how outrageous that is when
there
are so many less important? This is they're like sticking it to you, up yours. This is why these bums need to be thrown out. The bureaucrats that make these decisions. Or the politicians who say, I'm going to get you, you're going to cut our taxes, we're going to get rid of the people. Instead of getting rid of the waste in the public works department or these people that are in jobs that you know are unnecessary. They're okay, but they're not, there's no real text to them. There is text to teachers' jobs. And so we eliminate teachers and other important things just so they can stick it to you. It's disgraceful.
Well, sure, but that's how I always say they feed the beast. Taxes and the whole government thing is feeding the beast. They need to scare you to make sure that they protect their income so that they can feed the beast, because that protects them and their ability
to
make
them.
Money.
It's all about you. It's all about them.
Yeah, I mean, so if they take away something that doesn't affect you or scare you with something that doesn't affect you, it doesn't help them feed the beast.
Right, and that's what it's all about, power, control.
That's exactly
a very good way of putting it, feeding the beast. Anyway, some food for thought on the Good Day program. Jennifer's here, Roberta's here, Richie's here, Doug's here, with Lumitone, new vitalities, new way for you to deal with your eyes and have them look years and years younger, beautiful. This is a product that is for the ages, the dark circles. You blend a dab of Lumitone, good Doug, of Lumitone right under your eyes for an instant freshener. You'll look in the mirror and you'll see, my God, look at those things. They're reduced before my very eyes. Lumitone. In week four, you'll look at your eyes and you think, never mind the puffiness, but the lines that, you know, at this time of year, because I've been getting up at midnight for 4 months to do the radio program, my eyes look pretty sad. So I'm going to apply this Lumitone on my way back cross country. You can too. And for a limited time, your eyes get to see improvement without it costing you any money. You get your introductory jar of Lumitone by calling 800-894-3302. It's a free jar. You'll pay shipping and handling. You'll get rid of the dark circles. This is a soft, silky feeling. No grease, no oil. Not like the other creams. Lumitone is what you need for a remarkable fix, a cure for those heavy bags under your eyes. All people, women or men, they want to look better. This will make you feel better, too. The product is called Lumitone. It's at 800-894-3302. Get your free jar right now. Dark circles fade from view right away. You'll love how you look and how this works. Lumitone, free at 800-894-3302.
Save on faves now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection, bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That is the magic of Macy's. Savings on regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Coming up on 21 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day, and birthdays coming up. Is it your birthday?
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
This isn't even relevant to me, Rich.
You know what, though?
Everybody remembers the Lennon sisters, though.
I was just about to bust you for making us play an old song, but let me tell you something. This thing is cool.
Yeah.
This is a cool
Peggy
song.
Lennon, one of the Lennon sisters, is 70 today, and this is from a version they did, many versions of Sentimental Journey. Kind of cool. Today is the birthday of Buddha. Buddha, the Enlightened One of the Buddhist faith. Born this day, 563 B.C.
Oh, my God, so you guys have the same birth years.
You're so cute.
Elizabeth Bloomer's birthday is today.
Did she create the bloomer?
No, she married a president.
Which one?
Mr. Ford.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And Betty Ford's birthday is today. Born this day, 1918.
Cheers, everybody.
So 93. She's 93 today. Yep. I see. Who else we got here? Steve Howe, guitarist for Yes. 64 today. And three or four hits, Richie, if memory serves me correctly.
Sure.
From
more than that, yeah.
The era when I was a disc jockey.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Pretty good stuff. A lot of it sounded the same. Happy birthday to Shecky Green. Remember him, Roberta?
I do.
Yeah. I remember
Las Vegas. Nightclub performer, comedian, et cetera. He was in a few Mel Brooks movies, among other things. He was in Laverne and Shirley a lot and also appeared in the A-Team. For what reason, I don't remember. Real name, Sheldon Greenfield. Born this day, 1926. Happy birthday to John Gavin, whose real name is Anthony Coldenor, big friend of Ronald Reagan's. He's an actor that worked with Reagan a lot, both as an actor and in the Screen Actors Guild. Then he went, became ambassador to Mexico during the Reagan administration. He's in a lot of movies. He and Sophia Loren were paired a lot together.
I wonder how you apply for that job. Well, Ronnie, I was in a Mexican movie once. I played a Mexican in a movie once. I could be an ambassador
tacos
to Mexico. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Here's Brenda Russell's birthday today. She's 62. People remember her? I don't know this woman.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
I know this song.
Do you? Okay, good. Adam Woods, the drummer for The Fix, is 58 today.
Yeah. And my favorite Fix song.
Really?
Thank you, Kenny Kessler.
Okay, let's get to John Schneider, who was Bo Duke.
Come on, everybody together.
Later on.
Good old boy.
51 today, Schneider is. He's become quite a good actor. He's been around a lot.
not going to lie. I always had a crush on Tom Wolfat. But now this guy's so nice.
Right. Yeah, remember we had him on a few times now. But when he was just one of the guys.
He's just a good old boy, Richie.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Let's see. Julian Lennon, Johnston. Wow, when you hear this.
He's 48 today.
Julian Lennon, John's son.
Wow.
Too late for goodbyes. He did this in concert with, and it kind of sounds like it. Ringo produced this, and you can tell by listening to it it's a Ringo production. It's all about Ringo, and they were great friends, the two. Patricia Arquette played Allison the last 4 or 5 years on Medium on television. I think she's very attractive. I love her looks and her ways. 43 today. Katie Sackhoff, who was Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica, the one that in the final moments of 24 got blown away. Remember?
No.
She was the baddie in the last...
That was her?
Yeah, that was her. Blom.
I didn't know that.
Let's see here. Mark from Home Improvement is Taryn Noah Smith, 27 today.
And he was the little one.
Yeah.
And Ezra Koenig from Vampire Weekend is 27 today. Plus basketball superstar and now broadcaster John Havlicek is, 1940, so he's 71 today. Happy birthday to him, 28 past the hour. Nice job, Rick.
Just a good old boy.
Got a spring in your step? If you feel like exercising now that the weather is warmer, make sure you've got the right shoes before you start. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. High arch, flat footed, or somewhere in between. Many people don't wear the right athletic shoe for their foot type, according to podiatrist Dr. Stephen Privett.
And a very nice way to test is to wet your foot and step on a paper bag and take a look at the imprint that's left behind.
If your wet foot looks like a brick, it's flat. A C imprint indicates a high arch, and any other shape is somewhere in between. You can buy shoes made specifically to fit these different shapes.
One of the things that people do is they often pay too much attention to cushioning. Most shoes that at least have some substance to them have cushioning, and too much cushioning is not good. You really need to pay attention to how structured and stable the shoe is.
Change your running shoe every 350 to 450 miles. Walking shoes should be replaced every few months. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes 3 or 4 times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Yours.
To make.
Hi.
Go ahead. I'm
33 after
it.
The hour, 27 before the new hour. We have not done our best to scare people today.
Oh, we did, though. Yeah. We started that way.
No, so did we? You absolutely did. Oh. You said that Japan wasn't going to be around in 5 years.
Okay. It's
and something about the economy an hour or two later.
Did I?
I think you forget how well you scare people when you want
really?
To.
It comes naturally.
Yeah.
This is the anniversary of the last episode of Batman on TV, Adam West and Burt Ward.
Really?
Batman.
How did they sign off? I never saw the last.
The last show was called High Diddle Riddle. It was, you know, they used to have these crazy, silly names for their episodes.
So yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
High
sure.
Diddle Riddle. Cat and the Fiddle. Cow jumped over the moon. Let's see here. The shows cost $300,000 to produce. That was a lot for 1966. Art Carney was a baddie. Tallulah Bankhead was a baddie. Eartha Kitt played Catwoman. She was bad.
She was a good
Julie Newmar. Lee Merriweather.
I didn't like Julie Newmar.
Liberace. Vincent Price. Cesar Romero was the Joker. Rudy Valley was on the show. Milton Berle. Shelley Winters, Van Johnson, Zsa Zsa Gabor. All these people were baddies on Bada Bada Booba Booba, Batman. So let's have a tip of the hat for American ingenuity. You ready?
Yes.
Tip of the hat for the creator. His name is, let's see, Dave Mueller. Dave Mueller is a researcher
at
the Michigan State University. Okay. You know, Michigan is the state that we most like to think about when it comes to cars, automobiles, et cetera. He's built a new gasoline engine, Richie.
Here we go.
That requires no transmission, no crankshaft, no pistons, no valves, no compression at all, no cooling system,
nothing.
Then
why would it be a gasoline engine if it's no compression?
It's called the wave disc generator. Greatly improves the efficiency of gas and hybrid electric
cars. What is the purpose of the gasoline if there's no compression?
There is some way of creating. This is.
What's it called?
Still,
wave? What?
It's called. It's still a combustion engine.
So it's combustion, called, just no compression.
Exactly.
There's got to be compression.
There's a difference. Right. No.
You can't have combustion without compression.
Compression.
Unless
required,
he's totally turned the engineering world up on its head.
It's called the wave disk generator. Wave disk generator. And a lot of the people in, most of the time the guys in Detroit know what's going on. They are happy to take the carburetor that'll give you 200 miles to a gallon, buy it, and send the guy home. And that's, remember the story, who was the star? The guy who invented the wiper blade for Ford.
Oh, yeah, the movie about it.
Yeah, a movie a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
What's his face in it? He'd become quite a good actor.
Yeah.
Gary, not Gary. Lost his name. But anyway, so here is this wave disk generator uses 60% of its fuel for propulsion, Richie, and most cars use 15% for propulsion. So they're very inefficient, and it gives you 3.5 times more fuel efficiency because of that. And it'll because the everything about the car is smaller, it's 1,000 pounds lighter, so that also sucks up energy to move that stuff down the road. Have you found it yet?
I am. I'm reading about it right now.
And what have I missed? What did I forget
used for
about?
Propulsion, the other 85% is wasted.
Yeah.
Wave disk generator, however, uses 60% of the fuel for vehicle propulsion.
Right.
MSU shockwave combustion generator. Shockwave.
So why do you think the Chinese
generator.
Haven't come up with this yet? One would wonder.
Generates electricity.
Yeah.
Shockwave combustion generator is the size of a cooking pot and generates electricity. Electricity very efficiently.
Electricity.
Electricity.
It's 1,000 pounds of the engine. Wow. And I got to read some more about this.
Cool. Yeah, looks good.
500-mile plus driving range, 30% lighter, 30% less expensive than current hybrid vehicles.
For those of you who say we can't do anything, you try to bring everybody down, you naysayers. Americans can't do anything. We all know that sometimes.
I still don't know how it works.
Things don't work out. Sometimes they do. This tells you, I think, that there are people who are still working on development of new ideas in this country, and they need to be encouraged. New ideas are great everywhere, but I think the big corporations will try to kill this because it doesn't serve their interest, whatever it is. Now you know that it's there, and you know that the research is being done to actually save. The reason I tell you this story is because it helps us all understand or because of the new media, Twitter, and that's what. Now I tell you these stories so that somebody hopefully will spread the story and become viral. More and more people will know about it. And then the bad guys can't buy it and throw it away because too many people know it exists. That was really my reason for telling you a story.
Okay, so part of it is that the generator is much more efficient.
Yeah.
So it's an electric car that uses the combustion to help get the generator. But apparently the key is that. Currently, when combustion happens in an engine, when a piston squeezes the gas, the spark makes it go boom. 85% of that fuel that's in your piston chamber is wasted.
Right. Wasted.
As opposed to this one, 60% of it will be used. Only 40% of it will be wasted. So between the generator being more efficient and getting more combustion out of the fuel that you use, they can make the engine smaller, 1,000 pounds lighter. Okay, yeah. I'm starting to get it now.
You got it, Rich?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I introduced you to this idea?
Yeah, this is interesting. This is neat. Yeah, I know. I know. That's why I didn't go too deep, Jeff.
Jennifer's got Alexis. Yeah. What does she know about
it?
Yeah. Just turn the key.
Okay, Roberta, from the Shame on Us department, we've been talking about the government shutting down the potential. We don't know what to cut. People are arguing about what gets cut. Nobody wants to cut their project. Meanwhile, we need to dump about $4 trillion in expenses over the next 4 or 5 years, and where is it going to come from? Here's another way your money is being wasted. You ready?
Yep.
There's a project that has been announced today. The Border Patrol has spent $1 million of your tax money making a video game for people to use so they'll understand what their job is. The company in Japan that made this, called Kotaku, the entire project paid for $10 million by the Department of Homeland Security. What in the name of God do we need a border simulator for $1 million for? Why do we need this? Does anybody have any idea why this makes any sense whatsoever. It just, it's maddening. You lose your breath when you look at some of these things. This money that goes to these projects, why do we need to have a simulator? You send them down, you're training them on the border anyway. You don't have to have a simulator for $1 million. $1 million is a game, for God's sakes. That's what it is. Do I sound reasonably indignant?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So this thing uses wave rotors using an unsteady flow device.
Yeah.
So
we just erase the last few minutes of what I did.
No, instead of pressing the air to make it combust, it
pretty
goes
interesting.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Sounds like, you know what it sounds like? Mm. Those of you, nobody will remember this except a couple of old-time farmers. The John Deere B had a one-lunger. That is a one-cylinder engine. It sounded like pump, 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 when it ran. It sounded, maybe some of you have heard it.
But that still used compression. This is using
wave forms. And the only way you could use it, Richie, to start it, there was a hand crank. The wheel, there was a
flywheel. Watch out, you'll break your arm when it starts.
Oh, my God. You know how many people broke their wrists and arms on those things? Like the old cranks and the Model A's and the cars before they had batteries and automatic starters. You would, every day people would break their wrists, their arms.
Absolutely.
By the kickback from these things. And they're very dangerous. But there's the old technology. People thought they were geniuses because they could figure out how to put gasoline into this block.
All right, Jen's eyes have glazed over.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Speaking of...
Doing my leg lifts.
Are you really?
She was telling us all about her workout during the break.
Yeah. Oh, was she?
Oh, yeah. She's got this new workout, which she's... While we're on the air talking, she is moving around on my ball.
I think I'm going to release a workout tape of chair exercises.
don't laugh. I mean, people sit at their desk for 8 hours a day, and that's popular stuff.
It is.
That's why I got the big orange ball.
Yep.
4 hours on the big orange ball.
Yeah, Richie on his ball. 17 before the hour. On. You know what? I was watching last night. What the heck was I
only
watching?
Only one, Rich?
There was...
Stop.
The competition. There's a reality show looking for a new restaurant. It's got four chefs
American
as the judges.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some guy has a new restaurant idea, and I think the name of the restaurant chain is Swimming Balls or something like that.
Beautiful.
Wow.
And that was what they were talking about.
I didn't
about
know
on
they
this
could swim.
Show. Something, yeah, it was some balls.
Roberta. To Doug, why do you even go there?
I'm sorry. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Vegetables from the garden. Nothing can be fresher or more rewarding. To celebrate the joy of growing fresh vegetables, Triscuit is proclaiming April 12th Home Farming Day. Green thumb or not, the new website, homefarming.com, empowers home farmers to share experiences, ask and answer simple or complex questions, and be rewarded for growing fresh food. Homefarming.com also features how-to videos from the gardener guy, Paul James.
Creating your own home farm, whether on a windowsill, container, backyard garden, or community plot, doesn't have to be difficult. Triscuit is providing tools to get novice and experienced home farmers started right away by attaching plantable basil and dill herbseed cards to 8 million boxes and by launching homefarming.com.
To build on the success of the home farming movement, Triscuit is working with Urban Farming, a nonprofit organization, to plant 65 community-based home farms in 20 cities. Volunteers can enjoy the fresh-grown food with their families or donate the harvest to food banks. Show your support at homefarming.com or facebook.com/Triscuit.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
I'm right, doing so that, by the way.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011,
what happened to me?
No, forget that.
Yeah, forget whatever I had to
whatever
say.
You were saying.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to me. 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer and Richie and I looking at this new engine. Richie's fascinated with this. All right, so here's the postscript to that.
I like technology.
For those of you, and Chef Louis, who normally ran on Friday, we talk about recipes and food and cooking and that sort of thing for the weekend. Probably hanging back with us next week. He's a very interesting guy. He has four or five different careers that he has followed, and he sticks in. He's best known as a chef, and the work he does is he gets hired by restaurants to go around and fix up their menus.
And he's also an executive chef for, like, Broccoli Rob or something. Right. Like, they hire him to do stuff with it.
But he also is a very good – he's very good in the automobile business. Got a great eye for used cars, and he goes to the auctions in Florida, buys them, and distributes them around, and I think does pretty well doing that. There are no flies on him. Anyway.
Yep.
So – Here's the postscript to the story about the new engine that gets much more compression.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found in the as a byproduct of the research they're doing is what a complete ripoff premium fuel is.
Oh, that's why you said this one's for me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The oil firms have millions of dollars spent to try to convince you to spend 25 or 20 cents more, whatever it is, for the premium gas.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you it gets extra mileage. It is such a crock
of keeps your engine cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Bologna.
I was told that my car will ping without premium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you tried it?
Yeah. Uh-uh. And it doesn't ping.
Right. Mm. Duh.
Yeah.
Shut up. I didn't know. Okay.
Well, we told you when you first
got
it.
Well, and when you did, I did. Uh-huh. And it was fine.
Okay.
I suppose. So, there's a big sticker that says don't do it.
I know. So here we have these high octane. Of course they are. I mean, the automotive manufacturer, the gas companies are like two arms of the same tree.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the basic 99, 89, 87, they tested 99, they tested 97, they tested 93, they tested 89 and 9, and 87 and 85. The 85 will ping a little. The brake is at 87. And this new car we're talking about, with the cheap fuel, gets about 48% more value out of the fuel. Isn't that an amazing thing? I mean, we got all of these ways to save money, and we're still spending money driving these. I mean, I drive older vehicles, but I want the newer stuff to have the newer technology in it. But BP and Esso, which is Exxon's parent, and some of the other big companies that are coming around to, I mean, you realize that they're in collusion. But now they're saying, they'll say to the auto companies, we don't want you to use those big engines or the new engines because it'll cost us money. We'll be able to sell as much gasoline. And that's actually what they do. They go, they decide where their cutoff point is in terms of profit. How much profit do you want to make? And so, I want to make X number of dollars. And it's predicated not on how much the gasoline costs, but how much it's sold. So even though they are the reason that the prices keep going up, this is sort of anti-theoretical, if that's the right word, anti-theatrical, whatever the word is. They are making less now because the gas costs more, so they keep increasing the cost of gas because people are driving less so they can maintain their profit structure. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's why the price is going up. You're driving less. You keep driving less. They keep pushing the price up because they don't want to be – they don't want to go back to the stockholders and say, we're making less money. Even though the whole thing is a sham, because most of the oil doesn't come out of Libya that we use anyway. It's all a sham.
2%. You know who gets the most oil out of Libya?
China.
No. Which European company is most involved in the military actions over there? There you go. France. That's what it takes France to get involved in military action, is to save their supply of gas.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. Yeah. Hey, Pierre, how's that working for you? Pretty well?
We have the military of the whole world. Especially when it comes to fueling my little petrol car. Petrol. Can I say that on the American radio? Petrol?
No, your little petrol.
A little
51 past on petrol. Good day.
Like yours, monsieur.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Leg.
Still no deal. A shutdown looms as some frustration hits the surface. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Let's start with the federal budget negotiations, which went well into the night and early this morning. President Obama meeting with top congressional leaders, but emerging without an agreement. He did say this, however.
We made some progress today. Those differences have been narrowed.
And here's how House Speaker John Boehner put it.
All of us sincerely believe that we can get to an agreement, but we are not there yet.
President Obama is actually canceling today's planned visit to Indianapolis as he tries to help stop a government shutdown. Without a budget deal or another short-term extension, the shutdown begins at midnight tonight. Now, if that does happen, government workers have been told they will be paid retroactively once a deal is done. Lindsay Knapp is a federal worker. She says retroactive pay won't put food on her table for her family.
Congress wants me to tell my three-year-old daughter that, don't worry, honey, you can eat retroactively when I get paid again.
Very well put. Elsewhere, if you're wondering if a government shutdown would affect your mail delivery, the answer is no.
You will get your mail. We don't get any taxpayer money, so we'll be delivering. That will not be a problem.
That is Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe. So once again, the clock is ticking as Republicans and Democrats continue to wrestle over the nuts and bolts of a budget agreement to keep the government running. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, a down day for the market yesterday. The Dow off 17 points, closing at 12,409. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices up again. Another $1.47 a barrel to $110.30, with continuing concerns over the unrest in Libya and the Middle East. We're told there's been no change in radiation levels at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant complex after yesterday's earthquake. Yes, there was another one. The International Atomic Energy Agency also reports the latest 7.1 quake is not interrupting the injection of water into reactor pressure vessels. Speaking of injections, the jury in the Barry Bonds perjury trial is now deliberating his fate. In closing arguments, the prosecutor said the former baseball star is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. The defense attorney said government prosecutors had presented witnesses who are not to be believed. Bonds is accused of lying about knowingly taking steroids. Let's talk weather. As the sound of a hurricane, and weather experts at Colorado State University are out with their predictions, and they say it's going to be a very active hurricane season. The Atlantic hurricane season begins on June 1st and runs until November 30th. Phil Klotzbach and William Gray are predicting 16 named storms will form in the Atlantic this year, 9 of those expected to become hurricanes, and 5 of those predicted to become major storms of Category 3 or higher. The chances any of those major hurricanes will make landfall in the U.S., 72%. Closing notes, we have a winner. A winning name, that is. A name for that venomous cobra that went missing for about a week at the Bronx Zoo in New York City recently. She was found not far from where she disappeared. There was a Name the Cobra contest held online, and the winning name is Mia, as in M-I-A, missing in action. If you recall, I had my own suggestion.
My name's Pliskin.
Yes, Pliskin, but call me Snake. It fits, since the cobra was obviously trying to escape from New York. If you didn't see the movie, never mind. Finally, we have the first of golf's major championships. The Masters is underway. Co-leaders after round one, 21-year-old Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland and long-heading Spaniard Álvaro Quiroz. The Masters is a wonderful tournament, but one that takes itself much too seriously. If you tune in over the next 3 days, you're bound to hear something like this.
As the azaleas bloom in all their glory along Magnolia Lane, a tradition as tall as the towering Georgia pines, the splendor of spring in Augusta, this is the majesty and magnificence of the Masters.
Please, it's golf, not a supernatural experience. Even as a golf fanatic myself, this makes me nauseous. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.